one of the other areas in which we've been involved in mission is in Central African Republic, and through Jim and his wife. Jim, why don't you come forward? And Jim's going to give a little report about Water for Good and some of the amazing things that are going on with them.
Thanks for being here, Jim.
Thank you.
Advance the slides if you want.
Okay. Yeah. And my son worked there at the chateau for, 5-6 years, and did a lot of the work there that you enjoyed. And I continually get in trouble with Tom Julian every time I sit down and talk with him, because he says, you took my best worker away from me and started him working for Water for Good. But you know, we needed him. So I know Jay was here last year with Marcelin Namsine, and Jay continues to work with him very, very closely. But this is what we do. We're trying to help the issues of water poverty in the country. People like those people standing on the edge of that hole dig deep holes to be able to have water that seeps in, and then they're actually drinking that water, taking it home, letting it silt down a little bit, and then scooping off the top and drinking it. And yeah, you're right, it's not drinkable. You wouldn't want to wash your hands in it. But this is the issue that we're facing in the country and what we're trying to do with Water for Good. You see, in Central African Republic, there are people, okay, let's just put it this way. A man lives about to the age of 45. And the reason is because of all the waterborne diseases that they're struggling with. And all the issues that also face the young kids. So actually, there is 1/4 of the children that never reach the age of 2 in the Central African Republic. We're trying to help with that problem. And this is something that's really important for us. Okay, let's see. Here we go. So in Titus 3:8, it starts talking about a trustworthy saying and what we need to do in that country, what we need to be involved in doing good, in doing good works. We can do that. People here in the States sometimes say, well, it's a long ways away. How do we do that? Well, you work through your missionaries, through other people, to actually impact people's lives by doing good things. And that's what we're trying to do in the Central African Republic. We're trying to make an impact in their lives so that they all of a sudden come to us and say, okay, so why are you doing this? And I've got hundreds of stories of when that actually happened. Okay, so how do I... So what's the impact so far? I'm sure, you know, I don't have a whole lot of time this morning, but we have actually impacted 600,000 people, and we do that every single day. 600,000 people drink our water every single day. And that's what's really exciting, because they often ask us, why do you do this? What's going on? And we start telling them about the Lord Jesus Christ, because we do trainings in those villages. We come to the village on a regular basis. We take care of their pump. And then they say, okay, we know we're paying you a little bit of money, so we have skin in the game, but we really want to know why you do this. So we also have a radio station that you're going to hear about in a little bit. So what's next? So we have been working, we are still working, so we wanted to say, okay, it's time for us to decide where we're going to drill wells and how we're going to impact people. It's time to stop just drilling wells all over the country in different spots for other people. We want to start setting up what we want to do, because we want to impact people, and we want to actually have a plan of how we're going to do that. And that's what we've done. So this is our plan. We have a focus region that we're going to drill 240 wells in starting this year. We'll drill 80 wells this year. And not only that, the good news is we actually have all the money to drill the wells. If we don't get another cent, we can still drill 80 wells. Now, we're trying to co-fund those wells so that we can actually do a little bit more work. So there is an opportunity to co-fund wells, but we actually have the money in place to be able to do the work. And we're really excited about that, because we will drill 80 wells for the next 3 years. And in that time, we will be able to provide clean water to every church, every dispensary, every school, in that region of the country. That will be the first time any region has ever been at the position where they have 100% access. We want every man, woman, and child to be able to walk less than a kilometer to be able to get clean water, because they've never seen what that looks like. They've never seen what it looks like for all the kids to get to go to school, for all the hospitals and dispensaries to be able to have water. And we want to be able to show them so that we can next move to where we're moving towards, and that is to see the whole country have water. And we can do that by 2030, Lord willing. So let me talk a little bit more about this project. Let's see. There we go. So we're kicking off this first year. This is the first year we're kicking off this, drilling 80 wells. Like I said, we have those funded. Marcelin, the man that you met here, is going to be drilling those wells. They're actually putting the compressor back together that they just rebuilt, and he will then be working on drilling those first 40 wells. We've already bought the pumps. All the pumps have been provided, so we're ready now to get started on drilling those water wells. How do we get the message out? People often ask me that. And I'm going to end with a video about our work in the radio station. So we have HCJB Radio, which is now Sunset Solutions, that actually provides a lot of technical help for us to provide Bible studies every morning and devotionals all the time, and then as well as messages in three different languages every Sunday morning. We have that because of these organizations that come alongside and help us. We're continuing to look for funding to be able to upgrade that equipment and that radio station. But God has continued to provide the opportunity in a government that's not always a Christian government in order for us to share the gospel on a daily basis. So we praise the Lord for that. I have one more thing to say before I start the video, and that is, because Roy Halberg is in here, could you stand up just a second, Roy? I know you don't like to, but Roy is going to ride a bicycle, you know, all the way from the Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean. I said that last time, the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean. It's going to take him about 3 months. And he's raising $5 for every mile he rides in order to be able to provide clean water. So every mile will actually provide one African water for 1 year. And I'm really excited about this. We're trying to help him find funds. He actually already has close to $10,000 already raised of the $21,000. He's got all the figures. Anyway, he's got cards if you want to take a look at what he's doing and how he's doing it. There's a website that he's going to have up so you can track where he is, what he's doing now. Please get in touch with him. So let's watch this video.
I know that Jim wants to say thank you to our church for supporting him, but we want to say thank you as well for helping us, you know, be our arms and feet and voice in the in the country of Central African Republic. So if you'd join me, why don't we pray for Jim, and then we'll continue in worship as the choir comes and leads us. But just want to pray for you and for Water for Good, and we'll do that right now. Jesus, we thank you for the privilege it is to be involved not only in the gospel in Long Beach and in our families, in our homes, in our school right here, but to be involved in countries far away like France, like we are with Patty and with the Chateau. And now today, as we hear this report and we see this vision of Water for Good, we're thankful for our brother Jim, who has kind of given his life, spilt his blood, sweat, and tears to actually see water be accessible to every man, woman, and child in Central African Republic. And God, we do pray along with him for this region by 2020 to actually have all of the water that all the wells drilled. God, we know that there is going to be difficulty. We thank you for Marcelin and for his commitment of his life to this project as well, and for all of the Central African workers who are on those teams to drill those wells. God, we're thankful for the way in which this development helps the nation, helps them earn income, helps them have water, and helps them own this process. And so we pray, God, a prayer of thanks for that. We pray that you would go ahead of them for all the 80 wells for this year. We pray, too, for the radio station. And thank you that, God, the vision of Water for Good isn't just for clean water, but it's actually that the living water would be dispersed upon every man, woman, and child as well in Central African Republic. And so, Lord, we say thank you, and we bless your name, and we commit them into your hands. And we also commit Roy and his journey of thousands of miles across the country. We pray that men and women and kids would come alongside him and encourage him through their financial support for more work to be done in Central African Republic. And so we exalt you and worship you today, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.